And I guess initially, they just want you to state your full name and then say what mill you worked at and just describe what you did.
I'm Bernadette Cloutier. I worked at Bates Mill and I was a production... I worked in production department.
Uh-huh. What did you do? Just out of curiosity.
I decided what color the spreads were going to be, and I changed the colors on the loom, you know, go make an order and have the colors change, and the dye house, I would give them tickets for certain colors to dye.
Okay.
And then the George Washington, I would tell them if I wanted antique or Snow White.
Okay.
They went by tickets.
I think I've seen those when I toured the LA Museum, the little
ticket
punchers.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. And I guess just any favorite memories, just what you did?
Well, I worked in the finishing room when I first started. I was folding bedspreads.
How old were you?
I was only 37 at the time.
Did you have a family?
Can you excuse me for a minute?
Oh, sure, no problem.
I don't know, it was wonderful working there. And then I became a switchboard operator. I took that job and I worked there as a switchboard for until I got laid off.
Okay.
The mill started, you know, laying off people.
Right. When was that?
1990, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And then they called me back in and I went to work downstairs for another year. And then 91, that was it.
Okay.
And I started there in 1957.
Wow. Did you have a family when
yes,
you started?
I had five children.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did any of them work in the mill? Was it usually?
Yeah, one of my sons did. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Did anyone else in your family, like, did you have brothers or sisters?
My husband worked at the Hill Mill, and my in-laws all worked there.
Wow. So it's very, like,
yeah.
A very much a lifestyle, just part of the community.
Yeah.
I think that's so interesting.
It was nice working there.
Yeah.
I liked it better than the shoe shop.
Yeah.
Because I tried the shoe shops. And
uh-huh.
Then,
how did they differ?
I don't know. I just didn't like the work.
Yeah. Very, like, sense of community, I feel. Like, we've seen, I'm in a class, and, it studies gender relations, but there have been documentaries on the mills recently,
mm-hmm.
and we've been watching those, and just to see how the life was, like, they showed the boarding houses and all of that
sort of thing.
And I just think that's so interesting to have such young girls be living on their own and then working at the mills.
And they had all these apartment buildings on all along Canal Street where people used to live, you know.
Right.
Mm.
Can you describe how maybe you just a typical day was working at the mill?
Typical day was you went in the morning and you'd start your work by checking the inventory sheet and see where you had to cover the colors that were short, you know. If there was an order and there was 50 bedspreads and they didn't have the 50 bedspreads, but I had to see that they received them to ship them out. You know, things like that. And then in the afternoon, I schedule my work and then put it on, there was a big board there, put it on the board. And then I'd go, and after lunch, I'd go check around for my colors and I'd put like red tags on them. So they would do them first, fold them first.
Okay.
They were all in baskets. Then I'd have to go to dye house to tell them what if I needed a color before the other. They'd take care of it.
Okay.
You know?
So it was very, like, each person had one task that you did?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Was it very cooperative? Did it all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were usually were very nice. Then I have to go in the weave room and see what color the looms were weaving, like the Queen Elizabeth. They came in blue, gold, a spice brown, antique, and snow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to have the filling. You had to have the filling to change the color, so you'd tell them to make a filling change, and that would make the best bread, like from blue to spice. And
oh, okay. And that was just for each bedspread? You did it one at a time?
Yeah, well, they, as they... it depends on how many bedspreads I needed.
Right.
Then they'd leave the loom on until...
Okay.
You know, we cleared the shortage.
Interesting. And then, so did you do many different styles of bedspreads as well?
Oh, yes, there was a lot of styles. I don't remember all of them, but...
Right.
It was style 2088-47... 8847 is Queen Elizabeth, 2010, 2047, 2018,
wow.
It was 2037, did I say that one? I don't remember.
Did you mostly work with men or women, like in your interactions?
Both.
Daily? Both.
Both.
Is it very even?
Mm.
Did you see any difference in like what were men's tasks versus women's tasks?
Well, the men did the heavier work.
The heavier work.
And most of men were supervisors.
Right.
Mm. So if I didn't get what I needed, I'd go see a supervisor and they'd get it out.
Was there ever, did you ever face any problems with, like, male supervisors, or were there...
Sometimes.
Yeah. What was that like?
Sometimes I had to go to the one above the supervisor. What do they call it? Not the superintendent, but he was all over the supervisor.
Okay. And then he'd straighten it out. And was he better working with?
Yes. Well, what I had to do was write a memo and then tell them and take care of it.
Oh, okay.
It was, I liked it.
Yeah.
That's
good. Do you have any favorite memories? Like, not only just working at the mill, but also just life? Because I've heard that there was, like, a hockey team and just, like, people's lives really completely were around the mill outside of just working as well.
No, I didn't really have time with the children, you know.
Right.
They had skating parties, and they had... I went to the Christmas parties and that stuff, but, you know, I couldn't do everything.
Right. What was your favorite part about working at the mill?
I think I liked the switchboard a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what did that entail?
All the calls were coming in. I had
okay.
to place them through. And
so less of actually, like, making the material, but... like less weaving or whatever with the looms, but doing the switchboard.
Well, when I took the switchboard, I left the other job.
Right.
Okay. I left the production part of it.
So it was more like administrative
mm-hmm.
type work. That's interesting. Did most women do that as well?
No, I was. We only had one switchboard operator.
Oh, okay. Just a question, any challenges you faced?
No.
No? You're really happy?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Very good. Well, what would you like to talk about?
There's not much more to talk about, really.
Really? What did your husband do?
My husband worked in, he worked in the card room at the Hill Mill, and then they were closing the Hill Mill, so he applied at Bath Iron Works, and so he went to work there until he passed away.
Oh.
It was something that I really enjoyed. There was about nine of us, nine girls that were in the finishing room. I even joined them after I went to the office. We'd go out to eat about once a month, or go see a play. And
oh, that's
it was,
really
that
nice.
Was fun. We had a Christmas party. And
yeah, just formed really close friendships.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. A lot of my family is from Pennsylvania, and it's a coal mining town where they live in, and all the life centered around the coal and mines. And I had no idea about the Lewiston history with the mills here. I just think it's so wonderful what both the Lewiston and the Auburn Museum is trying to do with getting these interviews, but then also to have Bates students do them,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like so many Bates students, first of all, don't get out into the community enough, but then also really don't know much about Lewiston history.
So you're from Pennsylvania?
Well, actually, my family's from Pennsylvania. I graduated high school in Oklahoma, so that's where I consider home. But when I go visit my family, like my grandparents and my extended family, it's all in Pennsylvania, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what year are you in college?
I'm a sophomore. It's my second year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You like this area?
I really do. I really like it up here. And I like this town too. It's so interesting, just the whole like French Canadian history as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's really interesting.
So you're seeing some more people today, you said?
Nope, not today. Mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to set up another one. I've been having problems. I keep asking for another name, because the other woman I was going to interview decided she didn't want to do it anymore,
mm-hmm.
that she just didn't remember enough. She only worked there 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't as big a part of her life. But then the list that they've been giving me of other women to call, I keep calling someone and they'll be like, oh, I was already interviewed. And I was like,
oh really?
I think they gave me the wrong list. I think
mm-hmm.
they have a list of the people who have already completed an interview, and that's what they're giving me names from, but I still plan on doing more, so.
So what are you going to do with this now?
Well, after we finish, I will go back and transcribe it, so just like write down interesting parts from it and just word for word, so then the museum can have a transcript that says what we've spoken
mm-hmm.
about as people listen to the tape, and then also then just write a summary of what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, I guess there's not much more.
Yeah.
Not.
I'm trying to think. Were there accommodations for women, like during pregnancy, or how did that work? Did you ever work in the
home? I don't know. I never worked when
it was
pregnant.
It was after.
I think they could only work till, they couldn't work as long as they did now. I don't remember.
Right.
Because I never worked when I was pregnant.
Did you know of any other women who, like, was there, like, maternity leave as there is today? Could you have your baby and then come back?
Well, they had, yes, they did. They had so long to come back. I think it was 6 weeks after the baby was born, something like that.
Oh, wow, 6 weeks.
And I think they had to stop. I think the 7 months, but I'm not sure about that.
What about, did you know, what were the age ranges of the women that you worked with? Like,
oh,
were there?
From 18 to, till they retire, like 65.
Wow. And then, were there any programs for, like, childcare during the day?
No. No.
How did you do that? Because you did have kids with you.
Well, see, I worked on first shift. My husband worked on the third shift. So when I was in there, he took care of the kids.
Oh, okay.
When I had to leave home, we had a babysitter until he came home.
Oh,
okay. So that's how we worked it out.
Did a lot of families have to split shift where husband worked one shift and
I believe so.
Worked another?
Mm-hmm. unless you wanted to pay a lot of money for,
right,
you know, babysitting.
So how much time did that give you then with your husband? Like, what?
Well, what, we don't really only had weekends, you know.
Weekends, yeah. That's interesting.
Because he slept all day and then worked all day.
Right. Your son, what did he work? What mill did he work in?
He worked in a base mill. Well, what happened to him wasn't really fair. He worked at the Hill Mill, then he was drafted.
Okay.
So he went to Vietnam. So they were supposed to be guaranteed their job when he came back.
Oh.
But they didn't give him a job when he came back.
Oh, no.
They found him another job at the Bates Mill, but it wasn't what he wanted. He was working in the paint shop, and he liked that work. That's where he wanted to go back, but there was something that happened there that wasn't right. He went to the union, and I don't know, he had to take the job at Bates or no job at all.
Right. Union-wise, was there a union established when you first started working?
Yeah.
What were relations like within the union, or with between workers and the union, and then the union? And
no, I don't know. I really don't get... I didn't get much into the union stuff. And
yeah.
But if you had a problem, there was this woman that was a shop steward. You used to talk to her, and I guess she tried to take care of it.
Okay.
I never really had problems.
That's good. Better not to have to deal with it. What, just shift-wise, the different shifts, what were the times for those? Like, how long were your days?
It was 7 to 3, and then 3 to 11, 11 to 7.
Okay. So the mill just kept working all night?
Yeah, kept going 24 hours a day.
Wow. What was it like working summer versus winter, just conditions within the mill? Like,
well, it was really hot in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, inside there it was really hot. But the winters... No, it wasn't
bad. Winters were fine. How'd you deal with the heat? Just put up with it?
We had to. They gave us salt pills to take.
Oh, so you didn't get dehydrated?
But it was hot.
Wow. That's interesting. Salt pills, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they had a container there. You take a salt pill to, so you wouldn't sweat, you know.
Right. So rather than take breaks to go get water and things, they just like... had you take the salt pills instead? Did they give you many breaks?
And we had I think every 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Okay.
Then we had 20 minutes for lunch.
Did you think that was fair?
20 or half an hour. Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah. Was it hard working there? Difficult?
No.
No?
No. As long as you did your job, nobody bothered you. And
right.
It was nice. Bates Mill was really nice.
Yeah. That's interesting. It sounds like...
It depends what room you're in.
Right. Were there rooms without windows? Like, in the summer, would the windows at least be open?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd open the windows. It was, like, right by the canal there.
Right. Mm. That's good.
Yeah, but when you're in a big building like that and it's hot, you know, windows don't help much.
Right.
It does, but...
Right, but not comparatively. How many people would work in a room?
Oh, I would say maybe 200 a shift.
Wow.
It's one room.
So extremely
in our room, anyway, where I was.
Right. Wow. Now, were the tasks... I know each person had their own task to divide up. Now, was each room, though, set for a specific task?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It wasn't like... a bunch of people each doing one task within the same room. It was divided.
Well, like the weavers did the weaving, and then they had this, the people that put the filling where the weaver was. They had shuttles, like they put the filling in the shuttle. That was one job.
Uh-huh.
And then the weavers had their own job. Then they had people that after the see these bedspreads went on, they were rolled, as they were woven, they were rolled on a big...
Okay.
I don't know what to call it, right. Spool or something.
Yeah.
They'd have somebody cut that off and then change it. So there was different jobs, different people, and some were just sweeping and cleaning around. Some people with oil and machinery.
Uh-huh. Did you ever own any of the products that you made?
Oh, yeah. I have one on my bed.
Oh, really?
I had quite a few of them. I gave some to my daughter. We used to buy the pound pieces. We got good deals. You pay so much a pound. So a $50 bedspread you could probably get for like 10.
Wow.
And it was just a small damage in it.
Okay, was that part, like, was that a benefit of working at the mill?
Yeah, you had to work there.
That's nice.
There was people from outside too that used to come in and they had to pay full price.
Oh, okay. Now, most of the people you knew within Lewiston, did most people work at the mills?
At that time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mills and shoe shops.
Right.
That's all we had.
Did your parents ever, were they involved
no,
in the mill?
No, my parents lived in J. Maine, and what they had there was a... international paper.
Okay, my father worked
there. He did?
Yeah, he used to be a salesman and he used to come up and make calls there.
Oh, really?
Yep. When I was younger, we lived in Portland, so.
Mm.
Did you know of any... like, were there any differences between, just in your interactions with, like, friends, between, like, single women and married women and their treatment within the mill?
No.
No difference?
No.
Did a lot of people meet each other at the mill? Like to start family-wise, did people meet their husbands?
Well, when we had those Christmas parties, they did. You know.
Were they very, like, social gatherings?
Yeah. We had a nice banquet and dance after. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Then they had those skating parties. I told you that.
Right. That's cute. Do you have anything you want to share?
I told you everything I know.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever go inside the boarding houses?
No.
I really wanted to.
I never lived there.
Like. Right. I've heard that they had curfews and everything like that, but they were very structured for, like,
really?
Younger girls.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was mostly apartments.
Yeah.
People with family.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's interesting with the maternity leave, how quick it was 6 weeks after. Because I feel like nowadays that's much longer. Much longer time period.
I guess they give them longer now.
Yeah.
But the insurance, at that time, I guess it was the insurance they paid so long and it was it.
Were there, like, insurance through the Batesville? Did workers have? That's good.
They had good insurance until, you know, everything turned around there.
Right.
Because I had my feet operated on my bunions and they paid me for all the time that I was out.
Oh,
I was working in the office, so they gave me my full pay. It was good.
Yeah.
Good benefits.
That's excellent. Was it hard standing all day? Or did you get
used
to
it? Oh, yeah. It gets hard standing all day.
Yeah.
But when you're younger, you don't mind it so much.
Right.
It's when you get older.
How did you notice the change? Just
well, I worked down in the finishing room, standing all day for 11 years, and I went upstairs to the office, so I'd go down there once in a while and walk around, but I'd go back and sit. You know,
right.
It wasn't like I was standing all day.
That's good. Were there other people who stayed down in the finishing room on their feet all day? Wow.
Mm.
I can't imagine that.
But you move around a lot, though. You just don't. When you're folding bedspread, you move from one end of the table to the other. It's two people working at one end, one at the other. And the stitch is here.
Okay.
So you got to keep her going. She's putting the fringe on the bedspread. And
wow.
The table, the big long table is here. So you take the bedspread, you throw it on the table, then you fold it.
Okay. Wow, she's still stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So they go pretty fast. So they went pretty fast, the stitching.
Did people ever make mistakes with it at the mills? And like, what were the consequences then if a mistake was made?
I don't know any of that.
Yeah. Were the supervisors, like I know you said you could have had problems with them, and then you'd go to the next person above them. Were the supervisors day-to-day generally like accommodating at night?
Oh yeah.
It would be more rare that you'd have a problem
yeah.
with them. And then do you think men would have had, be just as likely to have problems with them as women would, or was it definitely a gendered separation?
No, I don't think so.
So that it was even then?
Oh yeah. Okay. I believe so.
That's good. So did you see any much discrimination against women or anything?
No.
Or was it very
no.
That's
it's not like today.
Right. Really?
Wasn't like today.
What's your opinion on that compared then to today?
I think they favor men more than women.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's interesting. But then back then it was...
It was mostly women working.
Right.
So
it would be difficult to favor men. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you could think of anything else. I'm... All years, definitely.
I'm about, I don't know. I don't know of anything else I could tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Dead
cute.
Thanks.